We welcome you once again to Words of Truth. Today, our lesson will be entitled, How Interested Are You in Christ? The age in which we live has been styled the technological age. It would be even more appropriate to call it the age of research. Mankind, as never before, is probing the illimitable vastness of space. Even as the microscope brings to life the infinitesimal world that can be viewed with the naked eye. Science is performing remarkable things in the field of communications, in medicine, and in research of every possible description. But in our day and in all time to come, the greatest object of man's aspirations is the Lord Jesus Christ. If one fails to find Christ, the voyage of his life is bound in shallows and miseries. In this world of wonders, man has found millions of things to attract his attention and hold his interest. Nearly every human being is interested in others about him, but we ask you this all-important question: how interested are you in Christ? I place before you today the example of the wise men who visited Jesus when he was born. What an example these men are to us. What an interest they manifested in the Lord. After carefully observing their attitude, it might be well to see just how much interest you have in Christ. From the account in Matthew 2, we can observe several things about these men. The old prophet once said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." Isaiah 55 and verse 6. These wise men believed that in searching, they could find the Christ. They were interested enough to start such a search. Are you that interested? The Lord likens the kingdom of heaven unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Matthew 13, 45 and 46. This merchant would never have found that valuable pearl had he not searched for it. You and I will never find Christ until we search for him. Some would like to find Christ, but are not willing to search for him. Our interest must be such that we will put forth any effort that we might find him. Our search, of course, must begin with a study of the Bible, for therein is Christ revealed. Are you interested enough to study diligently the pages of Holy Writ, that you might find him who can give you the abundant life in this world and eternal life in the world to come? Christ can be found, but we must search for him. John says, and many other signs truly to Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. John 20, 30, and 31. The wise men were not made to seek after Christ. They did it voluntarily. It was a search of love, for they realized what Christ could mean to the world. They took great delight in searching for him. Thousands today are starving for the peace and joy that only Christ can give, but have not volunteered to look for him. How thrilled we ought to be to know that Christ can be found by those who are willing to find him. The Lord said, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Matthew 5 and verse 6. Are you hungry enough for Christ to start out in search for him? Only those who really want Christ can find him. To find him, we must look into God's revelation of him. Those who are interested enough in Christ will immediately start searching the revelation of God's word in order to become acquainted with him who can mean so much to their lives. God will not force Christ upon anyone, but he does urge that we have enough interest that we will seek him. On the day of Pentecost, it was those that gladly received the word that were baptized. Acts 2 and verse 41. These were the people whose hearts had been opened and who had become sincere enough to accept Christ, of whom they had been ignorant. Are you that interested? When Herod heard the news of Christ's coming, he asked the wise men to bring him word when they had found Christ, Matthew 2 and verse 8. Herod represents many who are willing to let someone else do their searching for them. This was not true with the wise men, for they did their own searching. A man cannot let his wife do his searching for him, nor can a wife let her husband make that search for her. Paul tells us in Galatians 6 and verse 5, "For everyone, or every man, shall bear his own burden." This seems strange when only three verses before Paul had said, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." What did Paul mean by that? Did he change his mind? Did he contradict himself? Neither one. For in verse 2, he was referring to burdens that one could bear for one another. But in verse 5, he was talking about a burden that no one can bear for another. In the story of the 10 virgins, as told in Matthew 25, it likewise seems strange that five of the virgins refused to let the other five borrow oil for their own lamps. But here is the heart and the core of the lesson Jesus was teaching. And that is, some things cannot be borrowed from others. You might borrow a man's car or some yard tool, but you cannot borrow the oil of his goodness. You cannot borrow the oil of faith from another, nor the oil of righteousness, nor the oil of good conscience. These things must be one's own. We cannot serve the Lord by proxy, for there is an individual responsibility that each one must shoulder. Far too many people have embraced a religion that someone else has found, without searching to see if that religion is truly from the Lord. This certainly is a dangerous practice, for the Lord said, "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Here is where our individual responsibility enters in. Though others might help us find Christ, it is up to us to search the Scriptures to see if these things are true. This is exactly what certain people did in Acts 17 and verse 11. They received the word, notice, with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures, notice, daily, to see whether or not those things were so. These people shouldered their own responsibility, and so must we. I wonder how many people let their preachers do their studying for them. Are we not told to prove all things, hold fast that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21? Didn't the Lord say, "Study to show thyself approved unto God," 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15? No one else can do your studying for you, and no one else can find Christ for you. Are you interested enough, therefore, to do your own searching for Christ? God has always made the provisions for guidance of His people and the guidance that they need. In the case of the wise men, God's provision was a special star placed in the sky to serve as a guiding light. The wise men recognized that provision, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy, Matthew 2 and verse 10. Realizing that that star was God's way of leading them to Christ, they were interested enough to follow the light of that star. Are you that wise? Today, the light that God gives us is the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. This becomes our star to guide us to the Son of God. We have in the Bible all the light that we need, for the Scriptures are, notice, profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, For reproof tells us when we're wrong. Not only does it tell us when we're wrong, but it is for correction. For instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Been reading from 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Peter tells us that God's divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, we come to the heart of the question, how interested are you in Christ? Will you listen to the voice of God rather than to the voice of men? Herod had asked that the wise men return and break the news to him when they found the Christ child. On the other hand, God warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Whom would they listen to? Would they obey Herod, the king, or the God of heaven? They manifested the spirit that is suggested in Acts 5 and verse 29. We must obey God rather than man. There comes a time when God will ask one thing and man will ask another. Which one will you obey? You and I show where our real interest is by the one to whom we listen. Well, these men were interested enough to ask for guidance, and they were also interested enough to evaluate the suggestions and advice and put God's word above mankind. Are you that interested? Are you interested enough even today to pay the price? Just how interested are you? Suggested in Luke 14 and verse 28, are you willing to sit down and count the cost and then pay the price? If Christ means anything, he ought to mean everything. Let's be so interested that we make him our all and in all. Colossians 3 and verse 11. In finding and following Christ, one has the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Well, when you worship, do you do so half-heartedly? Worship must be done in spirit and based upon truth. John 4 and verse 24. Then, too, it is possible to worship in error. Matthew 15, 9. It is also possible to worship in ignorance. Acts 17 and verse 23. But are you interested enough to examine the scriptures to see if your worship is acceptable to the Lord? And then finally, are you willing to give your all? When the wise men found Christ, they presented to him their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They did not give scraps or leftovers, for they believed their Lord deserved the very best. How interested are you in proving the sincerity of your love? Are you interested enough to examine the evidence that you may believe? Are you interested enough in the Lord that you will repent of your sins? That is, turn your heart and mind to the things of the Lord. Are you interested enough to proclaim to the world the faith that you have in Jesus Christ as the divine Son of God? Will you let those about you know that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Are you interested enough to obey the Lord's command to be baptized, as mentioned in Acts 2 and verse 38? Are you interested enough to examine all the Bible has to say about baptism and be baptized accordingly? Are you interested enough to worship Him daily, worship Him as God directs, especially on that first day of each week? Why not become a Christian today? You can by believing that Jesus Christ is God's Son, turning from sin, that's repentance, acknowledging your faith before others that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and then being buried with the Lord in baptism to arise and walk in newness of life, and then we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Why not do that today? Let us assist you in your becoming a Christian. Why not worship with us today at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:25 for our worship together. We also meet this evening at 6 o'clock. We also meet for midweek Bible study on Wednesday evening at 7. And during these class sessions, there are classes for every age group. We encourage you to come and worship with us. You'll be an honored guest. Until next Lord's Day, as once again we present Words of Truth, we bid you a good day.